Another topic I like to talk about is the art. All the art and stuff that I'm I have on my website and all over my walls at home. All right, there's two people right now, Christian Gabriel and Adam Michaels. They pretty much do most of my art. Christian Gabriel, I'll go into like a certain lockdown or a certain location or just somewhere I've been. And when, as I sit there, I think, and I always have this image in my head of what I think is going on in the place or what is happening in that location. And so I'll come back and I'll pretty much tell Christian all about it. And Christian will go in and put his style into the painting. So I tell him what's up. And then he puts his flavor in it and we create something like the Cowboy from Hell. It's in Tombstone. And I just, for some reason, while I was sitting in the middle of the road, I just pictured this cowboy walking up, you know, all these people dead. And like, it became this, you know, image I couldn't get out of my head. And so that was the first one he did. And then it was the voodoo plantation. It's kind of like when I was there hunting, I would sit there and I was like, you know, this is what I think's going on that we can't see. And it was like a voodoo priest and, you know, creatures out of the ground. Well, he kind of put the creatures coming out of the ground from what he hears of me talking about. He comes in and then he throws his flavor in it and kind of adds a little more to it. So it's kind of like our ideas put together, and it's pretty cool. We have the one from Eastern State. It's where the Grim Reaper is sitting there kind of like collecting souls out of there. It's like if you're just still stuck, your soul's stuck there, well, the Grim Reaper may come eventually and get you, and that was kind of my theory on that. And then what we did with that one was we had a contest, and we kind of said, you know, we kind of asked what we should do, and in this painting. And what happened was, is one of the fans said the Grim Reaper taking souls out. And so it was kind of funny because like we had like five different thoughts and that was one of them. And so when we saw it, we did a contest and, you know, the best idea. And then we picked it because it was like, oh, that was kind of right on what we were thinking. So I guess that's right. So we went with that. Then I got surprised, cause I always talk about Bob Mackey's and all the stuff that happened to me there. And so, Christian went in and he basically painted my, it's called Aaron's Inferno. It's like the Mackey's well, and it's kind of like all the hell that comes out of it and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. It kind of hits home because of all the stuff that I've told him. And so it's kind of like, I don't really talk about it right now, but later on when I talk about this painting and I start writing these movies and stuff that I'm doing and junk like that, you will actually see the story of that painting and how he put it in there. It's pretty crazy. Another one I love is the one at Essex where they're in the insane asylum. I would sit in those rooms and I'd think, what would be even torturous being stuck in here even after you're dead in an insane asylum? And so it's kind of like, I don't know why, I just love skeletons. And so like, I kind of pictured skeletons inside of, you know, a chamber. And at first it was a room, padded room. And then after tons of discussion and we figured out, Christian and I, and we put it inside a hallway. It's kind of cool because the room was shaped one way. And then we decided, well, if you put doors here and the doors look like this here and the stains here. And so he went in and just nailed it. It's awesome. And I bought tons of his stuff. Like I became a fan of his. And so I bought a bunch of his stuff. I met these guys at First Friday in Las Vegas. It's an art festival. Basically a bunch of independent people come out there, have their booths and they put up their art and they sell it. And I ran into Adam first and then getting to know Adam and like in his paintings, I'll get into that in a minute. I ran into Christian and Christian had a little booth and came in there and bought his very first painting he ever did. It's this half a skeleton face. It's awesome. And and then I bought a bunch of his other stuff too. And like I just been collecting it. And so half of my wall is Christian and Adam and then just random stuff I buy throughout traveling all over the world. And so and then Christian and I have been doing a lot more stuff. We're actually taking these paintings and turning them into a video game. We're trying to, at least. We've been writing it and talking about it and getting the story of it and, you know, just throwing out ideas all the time about it. So, you know, in the next year, we're probably going to hopefully have a video game of these paintings. So that's kind of cool. Adam Michaels, I met him again. I met him at First Friday. I'd always walk up to his booth and see a few paintings. And since I've been ghost hunting, I've been and I guess you could tie in a bunch of old school dreams from my past and how they all fit into the dreams now. But since I've been dealing with ghosts and stuff like that, I've been having these crazy nightmares. And really, since I got back from Edinburgh, Scotland, is when they really started. But so when I walk by Adam's booth, and I would always see these paintings, and I'd be like, man, these look just like out of my nightmares, like the way the background might be, or the face, or how it's painted, or all kinds of stuff. And so I bought a couple from him. And then later on, he had this, like, these little flowers with skeletons in them. And I said, hey, man, I know, you know, you painted this, but do you mind adding something to it? And he was really cool with that. And so I go, can you have, like, these people hanging from the roots? Because I like really disturbing art. I don't know why. So he did it. And he was like, yeah, cool. And he painted some stuff over it. And I came back and bought it from him. And at that point, that's when I realized, oh, this guy might be able to paint some of my visions. And so I started telling him about what I do. And he hasn't seen the show. He hadn't seen the show. I think he went, like, after knowing me, went like two and a half years without seeing the show, which is great. But it's kind of like, hey, this is what I do. So I'd tell him these things, and he was so intrigued because he kind of had similar stories from his past. And so we just started talking and talking. And next thing you know, he did more paintings, and I was like, look, your paintings are just like my nightmares. So I got an idea. How about I tell you my stories of what's going on in my head as I sleep, and can you put them on the canvas? And he's like, yeah, let's try it. And so what we did is we started doing the nightmare paintings. And to be honest, when I'd tell him everything, and we'd do notes, and we'd write, like, you know, do sketches and stuff. But when they're finalized, it's like, I mean, it's not exactly how I saw it, but I mean, all you have to do is churn. Like, if I was looking at, like, for example, Gettysburg, the painting where he's like feeding his vampires. So he went through and he killed all these soldiers, and so his vampire people could feed. And I pictured a little different. But I guess if you just, in the dream, if you were just turn your head and look at another angle, it'd be the same exact thing. So it was like, the background always can't be perfect because that's, you know, you can't read my head. So, but everything else was. And so now we got into backgrounds, and I did this one where he's in hell and it was like fire and demons at him. And that was probably one of the toughest paintings. That was, like, I think our second painting. And, but I mean, it pretty much looks exactly like how I pictured it. So I started, it's been a luck of the trade for someone to find an artist that is actually almost detailed out of your mind, just sitting there and painting something. So that's why we joined together. And so what we're doing is he's painting our 12 paintings of my nightmare. And after the 12 paintings, it's kind of like 12 chapters of the movie. And then I'm writing the movie every day. I write notes, and, you know, I'm always thinking about it because I'm always not always dreaming about it, but for some reason, there's tons of things that come in through my head after the years. And it used to do a story. And now it's just like, I'll go to sleep, and then I'll wake up and I'll think about the first part of the story, you know, and I'll be like, oh, that's weird. And so it's just always coming in my head. It's really weird. But hey, so I'm lucky enough to be able to write it down and show it visually through paintings. And so that's what these are. They're just paintings of the movie. And then we've kind of like done, he kind of did a few paintings on the side for a surprise. And it was like the vest. It was like me and in the vest with all the, you know, the ghosts that follow me. And then it got into the vest and the skeleton wearing the vest, and then the skeleton having the vest throughout, like, other paintings. And what's happening here is, it's my theory is you could still be hunting when you're dead. You know, when I pass on and I still have a conscious knowing that I was hunting spirits and talking to them when I pass on, which I'm sure we all know all our lives. If we had different lives, you'd know it when you're dead. But it's kind of like, hey, well, if I die, I'm probably still going to be hunting, because I got a theory. It's either I'm going to die and there's going to be all these spirits standing there going, hey, remember us? Yeah, what's up? And I got to run, or either I got to fight them, or I wake up and I'm walking around endlessly trying to find certain things to gather my past. I have no clue, but, like, it would be like kind of like get going different places to make sure everything's back to par, so everything knows what you are or whatever. Again, this is getting off subject, but it's just the theory is when I die, I might have to pull out some, you know, ghost swords and battle some, you know, spirits, because they're going to be like, yeah, we've been following you around because we're just waiting for you to pass on. That way we had you. And I was like, great. But okay, art. So then we've been doing those. We started doing this vlog series. It's like, I love Dracula. I love the whole reasoning behind it. And what's cool is Adam started painting these Dracula. It's called Forever Vlad, or we haven't really got the perfect name for it yet, but it's just, you know, pictures of Dracula, but as a skeleton. I don't know why I love skeletons, so I'm like, hey, let's paint them as skeletons. And so we did this one, and I loved it, and so we're doing a few more, like 5 of these paintings and stuff, and I don't know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool because it's like these paintings, I don't paint them, but in a way, I did paint them because it came from my mind and through someone else's hand, though. But the thing is it's really dead on. And so between these two guys, it's like, you know, we're coming up with some cool stuff. Okay, so this is how the paintings work on Ego One Collections and what we do. With the paintings, let's say we do 1 out of 50 of the paintings. So it's like only 50 are made. So we do this. What we do is I have the original. We turn it into a gicle, which is like it's a print of the original. And then I have the artist go in there and paint over it. So you actually have the artist's hand brush touch on the painting. So it's not just a copy. It's actually a copy, but with the artist, Adam or Christian, who go in there and paint over a few things to give it that special feel for it. You know, it's just like, if I bought a gicle, how cool would it be to have the artist paint the eyes on it or something, you know? And it was just like their touch. So it makes it feel a little more awesome. I don't know. I'm just kind of that way. I like limited edition stuff. I like doing things different. And so that's what we do. So once 50 of them are sold, we're not selling anymore. It's like, that's it. 1 out of 50, done. And that's the style. And if we ever did do it again, it would be just the gicle. It would not just a print on a canvas print. It wouldn't be the artist's touch. So it's like, once they're gone, they're gone. So like I do these 8x10s. And what it is, these 8x10s has both, we both sign it. It's a limited edition. Once it's gone, it's gone. We're not going to sell these prints anymore. If we do, it's a different border and it's way cheaper, you know, or something like that. But it's, I was a comic book collector, a baseball card collector, a basketball card collector. I was into limited stuff. So that's how I feel. Art can be thrown out there. Let's say right now this painting sells the 50 and then it does okay. But let's say 5 years from now, they want to start selling them again because they got really hot. Well, the thing is you're doing a whole different way because we already did the 1 out of 50 that way back in the day. So that's kind of like my theory about these. And my feeling is I like everything limited edition and special. And so like when I buy something, I don't want to buy the Jordan Hoops rookie card. I want to buy the Jordan Hoops special limited edition rookie card. You know what I'm saying? And so because it's going to be worth more one day. That's just always my theory. So we sell the canvases. And then we sell the prints. You can get the 8x10 ones or you can get the smaller ones. And the smaller ones aren't signed. They're just cheap. And here you go. They're kind of cool. And we have posters. What I've been doing with those is I bought a lot of them. And they sit around sometimes. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Let's just get rid of them. So I usually... on the posters, for example, I paid like $7 a piece for them and I'm selling them for 10 right now. So what happens is I take that $3 profit and I split it between me and the artists. You know, I don't like the gicles, for example, they cost, I think like $65 to print, border and do everything right. So we get them and then, we go and we paint, have, you know, Christian paint them or Adam paint them and stuff like that. And then we sell them. And so let's say I sell for $100. Well, it's just $20 a pop. Go to us. It's not all about the money on the art. We've kind of done this thing where it's like we try to keep it as minimal as possible. That way you guys can have it. And so when it shows $100 for something, it's not really – we're not making $100 because it costs so much to make it. Then I split it up with the guys. And so it's just – I don't know. These guys are – kind of like my favorite artists. And well, not kind of, they are. And what's happening is we're just throwing it out there. And so we want everyone to, you know, have a piece of it if they can. And if not, then that's cool. Because some people don't like all the scary stuff that I like or Christian and Adam like. So, you know, but there you go. That's just one side of Agate One Collections. The rest of it is big stepping and my view from the plane, my calendars, all the way to my postcards. I mean, I love taking pictures. So what I've done is I've taken hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and this goes on, trust me, of pictures. So I put them into little postcards. I don't know, like, when I was a kid, I collected postcards. I don't know why. I never was like this postcard guy. I threw them away eventually. But when I was a kid, I liked collecting postcards for some weird reason. I'd had all kinds of crazy looking ones. And so I always thought one day I'll have postcards. You know what I mean? This is what I thought. And now I have a chance to do it. And so I've taken all these pictures and making postcards. And it's kind of cool. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Honestly, I'm not out to make a ton of money on things. I kind of like, when I make money on stuff, I put it into something else and make something else just to say, oh yeah. So when I'm like 50, I can go, yeah, I used to make postcards. Even if they didn't sell, I used to make them. That's kind of like, I don't know, just like a goal, made it happen. So along with other things. So like I've got tons of big stuff. I don't know. I just wanted to throw out. I'll get into more of the stuff and talk about more of the Agate One Collections, Big Steppin', you know, the pictures and what I've got coming out, what I'm doing, what I've been trying to do, what I've been trying to do that just never happens and I still try every day, like the socks. I don't know why the Big Steppin' socks are so difficult, but I don't know. I cannot seem to find a company that can do it right. And so I just keep trying and trying and trying. So I'll talk all about this stuff. All right. Okay, I talked about the art. I can go on and on. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll talk about some of this other stuff on another little podcast. So just wanted to fill you in, let you know how it works. And I'll talk about everything in details if you want on product and how I do stuff and how this and that and how, because a lot of this stuff you guys might get some advice from and I can go ahead and then you can go ahead and try to do it yourself. Like I'm sure there's tons of you guys out there that want to make poster board of like a picture you've done. Well, it's simple. You go to Kinko's and you buy the poster board and then you get them. Go to Kinko's and you have them print on this thing. They glue it on top and it usually costs about $35-$40 depending on the size, you know. And but that's the thing. There's always cost to everything, you know. And so, but yeah, I can tell you how to do it in case you want to go, you know, a picture you've done, put it in your house. It's simple. It's as simple as going to Kinko's or going on the internet and trying to find a better company. But that's where the problems occur because you got to buy more of it. And so it's like, I don't know, I like to just, you know, print everything and just put it in my house, but that would cost way too much. I don't even know where I'm going. Okay, again, I just rambled, but I don't know. It's easy to do, and I can help you guys figure it out. And hopefully, this is maybe if you're an artist or you are into photography or anything like that, this would all be useful for you later on here when I talk about. So I'll give a chance for you guys to call in, and I'll try to help you out.